on the runway, birds in disguise. The band is Color Tide. Still learning to fly. And it's taken from their new album. And the new album is entitled Underwater. That's the first track, Driving Home. And I spoke last week, and I was going to play you this interview last week, but unfortunately time went completely against us. And I must say hello to everybody who is listening over the World Wide Web, specifically for this interview with Color Tide. It's a super band, I must admit, and they're around and playing with quite some time. And the reason I spoke to them is, I suppose, for many people who have a love of the arts and feel music within their, running within their blood, to take that brave decision to leave a steady career and go for it full time and do it all by yourself takes a lot of courage. So I spoke to Cork band members Aidan O'Driscoll and John Brennan about this career move and developments with the band. Now, Aidan, you took a career change. I mean, like, you've been working for a good while, you know, with the band as such. Mm-hmm. But as regards making a career change and going at it full time, that's been a fairly recent decision for you. So what were you doing before?
Well, just involved in computers and stuff around the city and things like that. And then just stuck in with a company and so on. And I just decided that make a change. Mm-hmm. And do what I actually wanted to do, which was kind of getting involved in music, or getting more full-time involved with music, mm-hmm. basically, which is what we're doing at the moment.
Now, how long has Color Tide actually been together?
We'll say mid-90s, mm-hmm. we'll say, really. John and myself kind of would be still kind of core members of it. And the bass player that's with us at the moment, Ray, he would have been involved originally as well, as well as Alison, who's the backing vocalist. So the only member really that kind of drifted away, so to speak, or is gone is Gordon. He's Gordon Ash. He's currently playing with Ruby Hearts in America, you know. So that would be the sort of potted history. Mm-hmm.
Now, as regards making it with the band in a more broad sense, of course, you do have to more or less stick at it full-time or have mm-hmm. at least some sort of a handy manager who's not going to just book you in for the local gigs around the place, but yeah. will take you on. You're not going down that management line just at the minute.
Not yet. No. Not yet. I mean, we're kind of focusing initially on, the whole recording thing, where we went off and we recorded the album there at the beginning of the year. And we did the recording. We obviously wrote all the stuff, played all the instruments. We did
that's a big thing nowadays, yeah. for these young bands coming up, isn't it? You see all the press releases for the new boy bands, the new girl bands, and it's nearly like something to be lauded that they can actually play their own instruments.
Oh yeah, well, we play our own instruments and keyboards and guitars, and John singing on keyboards and guitars, and because we have our own studio setups, then we sort of based around hard disk recording and that. We've the likes of Ray, the bass player, we can bring him in, and once we've completed the track so far, he can put the bass line down on it, and Alison then can drop in maybe and put back in vocals. So the control aspect is great. You know, it also aids the creative process, because you can get up at 4 in the morning if you have an idea, and off you go.
Rather good than me.